18 more to go.
Radio.
Charlie Zelenov back on Pound for Pound Radio, February 1st, 2017. What's up, everybody? Well, say announcement that I got to make. Me and my wife Daria got back together. Yeah, I did have an Armenian girlfriend, and me and her, everything was working out. I don't know, just in the end. Good thing I found out now, but turns out she's not the one, and I still don't know. I still have my, whatever, man. Daria wanted me back for a long time. I would ignore her. I blocked her. I would never pick up on her. Now I finally did, and, she said, one last chance, one last try. I'm not going back to Ukraine. Yeah, me and her, we Skyped again. We called me, we talked, and I unblocked her, and what can I say? I met so many women after her, and then just like every goddamn relationship just fell through the roof. And then Daria says that you're never gonna like settle with another girl because I'm the one. She's like, I'm like, all right, well, if you're the one, then you need to act like it. We'll see what happens, man. Like I said yesterday, I don't know what's going to happen right now. Me and my wife are currently back together. I'm not going back to Ukraine. I told her that. She's aware of that. I went there 3 times. I said, your turn is on off. This is it. Now she comes to LA. Now this is how we're going to know. For one, she has to behave. If she behaves, all right. But even then, I'm not going back to Ukraine. No matter what, I'm not leaving LA. This is it. Not leaving America, period. American soil. I went there, that's it. Ukraine was good, yeah, I came there, I fucked her, I beat the shit out of everybody, I won some great fights there, I put it on video. But to live there, like, I haven't told my wife, I said, even if you behaved good, I would still leave, because I can't live in Ukraine, what the fuck? I mean, I could live here for like 2, 3, 4 months, 5 months at the most, but eventually I'd go back to where I'm from, you know what I mean? From L.A. It's just too third world for me, no offense. It's just, I can't live there. Wouldn't be able to. There's nothing. Okay, I beat everybody's ass. I mean, I beat everything up over there. I beat everybody's ass. I beat her pussy up. I mean, now it's time to go back to where I'm from, baby. But anyways, back to boxing. Let's see, 18 more fights till 200. I'm trying to take a little break because I fight all the time, man. I fight so often that, especially after my last win against Thompson, man, it was a great win. It's the type of win that I was looking for against a top-level opponent. And, what can I say, man? I'm really happy I got the win. And yesterday I was on the air and I exposed mainstream boxing. And I need to make a video just recording what I said and put it on YouTube, you know what I mean? But, yeah, the next fight, I'm going to come out swarming, rushing my opponent. Just listen, man, if it works, if it's not broken, why fix it? You know what I mean? It's like 182 wins, 0 losses. Charlie Zelenov is the best, man. I got nothing to prove, man. These haters are delusional. They're sick in the head, man. They're fucking, like, I blocked all the comments. They can't say anything on the comments. On Google, I blocked the comments. They can't respond, But what can they say that's new? Besides their same old shit, you know what I mean? These people are sick in the head, man. And, let's see. Talk a little bit of basketball. Well, no, a player that I met in real life, a player that I was a fan of since he came into the league. Now, I'm simply against him because, come on, I'm the greatest boxer of all time. I'm the GOAT. Fine, he said that when Ali died, Ali was the GOAT for what he did out of the ring, what he did in the ring. I was like, fuck it. But then I see his Instagram post, LeBron James, McGregor, he's going to use with Conor McGregor, a fake fighter, said as motivation for the whole team. That means not just him, but the whole team is fake. You know what I mean? It's like this UFC. If it used to be cool with Mayweather, I beat Mayweather's dad. If he's cool with Mayweather, chances are he's cool with Wilder, because Wilder's cool with Mayweather, and I beat Wilder. And the UFC, who beats up a lot of these MMA guys? UFC, Octagon fighters, I beat Bellator, dude, I beat Jules Waller, I do, you know what I'm saying? And I got props from many basketball players that I met at the Grove, Charlie V from Dallas Mavericks. I saw a lot of basketball players, and they gave me credit, man. This LeBron James punk, you know, he's like giving credit to fighters, and fake fighters that I would absolutely obliterate. You know what I mean? So how can I support him or the Cavs, the Cavaliers, the way they play ball? I mean, I was happy to see them beat the Golden State Warriors. But, yeah, I hate the Warriors even more. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad the Cavs won that series, but I'm against both teams. And I mean, out of all the top tier teams, I want the Lakers to come back to contention and win the championship. I'm from L.A., but the Clippers are a fucking joke. But the Lakers are in rebuild mode. They're in desperate need of a superstar. Superstars, actually. But the thing is, man, you know, LeBron James, man, my message to you is this, bro. You flop, I punch. Let's say this guy, look, he's not the GOAT, man. I mean, Jordan, he's not even better than Kobe. No, he's not. Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan are two players that LeBron James will never be better than, because Kobe and Jordan, I have them literally equal. Kobe does have that 81 on him, but the 6 rings. Okay, Robert Horry has 7 rings. So is Robert Horry the GOAT? Come on, man. And like, I don't like Charles Barkley, but what he said about LeBron, I mean, he didn't hate on him, and he said he gave him constructive criticism. Homie's texting. Yeah, my friends and my, you know, family, they kind of like, they look kind of like, you know, no comment type behavior on me and Darty getting back together. But hey, you know what? It's my wife. It's my choice. And listen, man, it's been a lot of women after her, man. They all fucking. Man, I met some crazy bitch who would get drunk and curse me out all the time, and I dumped her, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, yeah, Daria made a lot of mistakes, man. I mean, that's why I left her. But, you know, I mean, I'm shocked that we got back together. I didn't even think that we would ever talk again like that. But if she comes to L.A., she's my wife, they'll let her out. I'm saying, we'll see. If it's destiny, is going to happen. If for some reason they don't let her through because the documents were filed and I'll have to refile them, and if because of that they don't let her, then that's it. Then it wasn't meant to be. But then we're going to break up again on good terms. We're not going to be enemies or anything like that. But I'm not going back to Ukraine. That's it. Either she comes to Los Angeles and lives with me here. Well, that's it. But, you know, as of right now, me and my wife are back together. Yeah, she's beautiful and gorgeous. And yeah, I fucked her a lot, man. You haters can only dream to have a girl that hot. You can only see girls that hot in magazines, man. You'll never see a girl. I mean, you could see a girl like that on the street, but come on, would you ever approach her? What are you going to say? What are you haters going to say to a girl like as hot as my wife? That you're delusional, that you collect SSI money, that you see a psychiatrist daily. Yeah, come on, she's not going to like that, man. That you guys, you know, have a mental record, mental hospital history. It's like, it's funny, Charlie Z TV, what's this? I think that's Brisbane, man, Brisbane, whatever the fuck his name. At first I thought it was some delusional British guy, but I said Brisbane on one of the screenings. Listen, clown, you're only exposing yourself, man. No, literally, I posted a replay of how I dropped Mario. It's on video. I hit him in the face. Mario, he threw 2 haymakers at me. I countered him, and I hit him. As soon as he missed, I went, bam. You could hear it. You could see it, and he dropped. It's not a slip. It's not even something to debate. Before that, I was connecting a lot of punches on Mario's face. He was connecting too, but I was landing more. And Mario, that's what I'm saying. He was throwing bombs. He was like doing his best to knock me out. And how can you have the nerve to say that, like, my opponents, they don't try or they don't go their best? What the fuck? Listen, man, Anthony Thompson is a boxer. He's a boxer. You know what I'm saying? You saw the jab, he's a movement. I'm a boxer puncher. He's a boxer. He was trying to outpoint me, and I outpointed Thompson with the swarming, with the volume punching, and I beat him in round two. I stopped him. With Mario, it was just, a war. A world-class slugfest. It was a war, you know what I mean? You had the best puncher in the game, Charlie Zelenov, versus a good puncher, Mario, and it turned out to be a great fight. But you see, when we continued, like the very end, I started boxing. I put the jab on him. He couldn't land anything after that. That's it. And then I just knocked him the fuck out. I dropped him. And then he gets up and he couldn't walk a straight line. Ref was there, a real ref, not a mainstream fucking BS ref. I'm talking a real fucking underground ref would be there. They would wave him. Dude, he couldn't walk a straight line. He was gone. Go watch the fight. Like, as soon as he gets up, this motherfucker, he walks like he's drunk. Like, he walks like he just fucking took 20 shots of vodka, man. Man, I beat a lot of great fighters, man. I beat, everybody. I wonder who the next 18 victims are. I'm willing to bet that at least one will be from television, and they're going to get their ass kicked. Hey, last year, look at how I ended the year. I beat the Bellator guy for 174. Yeah, man, this fucking TV fighters. I hate these motherfuckers, man. Fucking clowns, man. Like, everything they say about me, it's actually true about them. I mean, like, how the fuck are you gonna... Wow, man, like, you fight once a year, twice a year, and you call yourselves pros, man. Like, I said it yesterday, dude, that mainstream boxing is fake. It's not real. Charlie Zelenov is boxing. Charlie Zelenov evolved this game forever. Nobody will ever fight this often. People witnessing this once in a lifetime. Listen, there's other good fighters. Southpaw Sale, Sambo Russian, Anthony Thompson, Jill Zavala. I beat them all, though. But yeah, if you want, they were very good fighters, great fighters. You know what I'm saying? Southpaw Sill, this guy was, 5'10", 175. This guy would put Deontay Wilder to sleep. I'm serious, man. Listen, I hit both of them, and I got hit by both of them. I'm telling you. Southpaw Sill hits harder than Deontay Wilder. Yes, he does. Faster, better boxer. Deontay Wilder doesn't know how to fight. He just throws sloppy windmills and relies to land one of them. And I saw Eric Molina, a complete paid professional actor, bum. He nearly knocked Wilder out. I was talking to Wilder's boy, and I was like, dude, Eric Molina nearly knocked your boy out. He was like, yeah, he almost did. But I'm like, okay, well, what do we do, TKO Deontay? And he didn't say shit. And I, look, man, it's done. There ain't going to be a rematch with me and Wilder. I doubt it. I beat better opposition. I'd rather rematch. What's his name? Anthony Thompson. He put up a better fight. He was gracious in defeat. You know what I'm saying? Wilder is a delusional man. He's crazy. He's so full of himself. He's thinks he's a lot better than he really is. And he said they need to make new boxing gloves for him because he hits so hard. Yeah, right. Guy's a clown. I hit him in the ring. He literally flew across the entire ring with his fucking one leg lifted up, both of his arms raised in the air. My arms are not raised in the air. He was TKO'd. Wilder, I knocked Deontay Wilder out, all right? That's it. That's where it ends. His cheap shot outside the ring, whatever. Listen, the knockdown, who gives a fuck, man? It's boxing, man. The best fighter got knocked out, so what? Hey, Deontay Wilder got knocked out. He got TKO'd in the ring. What do all these fucking clowns, Joe Rogan, and these morons, man? I saw this fucking punk Shannon Briggs with Joe Ray. Shannon Briggs, huh? Let's go, champ, huh? Let's go, motherfucker. Anytime. You know what I'm saying? This clown fucking calling out Bitchko. Bitchko's a fucking actor. Klitschko's horrible. He lost to a cokehead named Tyson Fury, man. I would fucking murder Klitschko. I've been challenging Klitschko for years. He's never stepped up to the challenge, man. He's a joke. That last guy that I beat, remember how before I wanted to fight Klitschko so bad, I wanted to expose him and knock him out? Man, I beat so much better fighters, man. Anthony Thompson would fucking box circles around Klitschko, man. He'd stop Klitschko. Listen, man. Klitschko is horrible. I wasn't saying it to put him down. I literally mean it. Look at the guy's, you know, quote-unquote fight. He doesn't know how to box. All he does is clinch, clinch, clinch. He's terrible. He's literally terrible. No, I'm not joking. The Klitschkos need it. They're tall. They should maybe go into basketball. I mean, what, 6'8", 6'7"? I mean, they're too slow to play shooting guard or small forward. Maybe they could play like a, you know, like a small power forward, you know, like a Draymond Green type. You know what I mean? But these guys should get into something else. Okay, Vitaly got into politics. Vladimir, dude, quit boxing. You're not a boxer. You're horrible. That's it. Knocked out your sparring partner. What's supposed to knock you out? Knocked out your sparring partner. These guys are shit. But why are mainstream? Why do mainstream fighters make a lot of money, but they suck? They're not good. They don't live up to what they make. Why? Because it's a scam. Like I was explaining yesterday. Yeah, these guys with their bullshit delusional diet. Oh, yeah, the diet. You know what I mean? They don't drink soda. They don't eat pizza or hamburger. But listen, pizza's not junk food, right? I just fucking ordered some fucking Pizza Hut, man. It's coming to my house. Hamburgers, McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box, Wendy's, In-N-Out. I eat all that shit. I eat all that shit. Hot dogs, fucking pancakes, dessert, man. I eat all that shit. Look at how I perform. You know what I mean? Exactly. There's no fucking diet. It's all made up shit, delusional shit by the mainstream so that they can be so-called role models to the little kids. That they eat everything healthy. And there's nothing wrong with eating healthy food, but just don't confuse. It has nothing to do with your fighting ability. Nothing. Why do I eat fucking pizza almost every day? I eat junk food all the time. That's my whole diet. Junk food, pizza. Pizza's not junk food. It's just, you know, it's pizza. It's, you know, Italian food. I eat spaghetti, lasagna, shit like that. That's my, if you want to know what I eat, yeah, that's what I eat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I eat meat, you know what I mean? Like, I hate vegetables. I don't like vegetables. I don't eat fucking none of that shit. You know? I just don't like them, you know what I mean? And I beat everybody's ass, man. I'm 182-0. I destroy everybody. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You could eat whatever you want, man. There's no diet, man. People listen to this, and, you know, for those of you that are in the middle and you're not sure what... It's time people come back down to earth. I mean, go on YouTube and realize how many motherfuckers I beat, man. Go watch my last fight, the volume punching that I was throwing. Man, that's world class, man. Look at the opponent that I beat, man. The guy had height, reach, weight. Yeah, and he still I beat him. He was undefeated. I gave him his first loss. See, that's how you challenge yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how you really challenge yourself. The definition of a champion is not what kind of car you drive. It's not how much money you make. It's not what kind of house you live in. It's how you perform when you fight. Whether it's in the ring, whether it's in the cage, whether it's in the gym, it's how you fight. Look at my wife, man. Goddess. LeBron James got multi-million dollar contract with Nike for life, right? Well, I saw his wife Savannah. She ain't shit compared to my wife. You know what I'm saying? Man, my wife is fucking hot as fuck. She, man, my wife is hotter than Megan Fox and Kim Kardashian, man. She is, though, man. Kim Kardashian, get the fuck, man. Bitches, listen, man. Hey, man, I'm on air right now, and I really want to insult her because she ignored me. And a hotter girl, Daria, and, other girls, when me and Daria broke up, they would go with me. My wife married me, had sex with me. My wife looks better than Kim, a lot better. She's 20 years old. Kim is fucking hitting nearing 40. Kim is fake, all right? Fake. She's gonna get fat. Give it like 3, 4 years, she's gonna get fat. I'm telling you. Yeah, she will. Famous for what, man? Okay, so, like when I had sex with my wife, or like any girl I had sex with, yeah, like what Kim did and put it on video. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here, man. So like her career. Well, what's your career, bitch? You fucking suck the dick and put it on fucking video. That's your career? Fuck out of here, man. Celebrity? What celebrity, man? Fucking people, Armenian people laugh at her, man. Nobody likes her. It's just like it's. Listen, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the GOAT. I try to get with this bitch, and she fucking ignored me, and I married a way hotter girl, man. So what the fuck? And I did like him before, but no, fuck no, man. I can't respect a bitch like that ignores me, and then I get a way hotter girl in Daria that married me, had a wedding with me. Look, she had her flaws, but every girl has her flaws, man. I'm sure Kim has way more flaws than Daria. You know what I'm saying? And these delusional haters, like, I remember when I, like, got back from Ukraine, I said something about getting with Kim. They're like, oh, you're never going to get Kim. Wait a minute. But I got Daria. I got a better girl. What the fuck? Yeah, if my wife behaves, I'm happy and satisfied with my wife, man. You all seen her on video. Yeah, she looks better than Kim. Fuck yeah, she does. The long blonde hair, her nice face. I mean, listen, my wife's a model. She's back to modeling and stuff. So, I mean, when Kim's getting, she's getting fat, I could tell, you know what I mean? And she's not fat, but she will, she's that type of girl with that type of body type that she's like, her destiny is to be fat. You know what I'm saying? Not PHAT. I'm talking FAT, man. Fat. Yes. Telling you. That bitch is going to get fucking fat. And then no guy's going to want her. You know what I'm saying? Kanye West. Mentally ill, man. Mentally ill musician, man. Daria married the greatest of all time, the greatest boxer of all time. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't drive a fucking Bugatti Veyron, man. You know what I mean? I don't got $300 million, but I got 182 wins and 0 losses, and I got mad game and swag. You know what I'm saying? And that's what. I'm very good looking and handsome. Well, my wife said I'm the best boxer and best looking guy that she's ever had. And she fell for that. You know what I mean? That's it. Yeah, it's like nowadays, it's like the most women, it's like, it's crazy. It's like today's society is so fucked in the head that it's like almost normal to be a gold digger. You know what I mean? I see, like, so sometimes I'm just like looking at these Instagram bitches, and I see the comments and all these fucking desperate losers that never get pussy. They start writing these comments and like, oh my God, let me fuck you. Let me fuck you. Like, I got this car. I got this. I'm a, you know, I make this much money. Like, why are you telling her how much money you make and what kind of car you have? And then, no, I'm serious. It's like, wow. That's crazy, man. I got enough money to support my wife. I did when I was living with her, obviously. I was paying the rent. I was, the food and everything. You know what I mean? Yeah, she was cooking for me. She was laundering my clothes. She was giving me pussy and everything. But yeah, I got enough money to support my beautiful wife and a future kid. And I beat everybody's ass in boxing. I'm 182-0. Listen, I told everybody when I won the UBF pound for pound title in Las Vegas, Juan Ali, one of the people that helped start the UBF, when I beat Carlos Vasquez, the reason for the UBF. We wanted to show the world what the definition of a champion is. Charlie Zonoff was successful in showing the world what a champion is, what a real boxing champion is, the definition of champion, world champion. You know what I'm saying? Beating everybody's ass. 6 power punches in half a second. Juan Ali was supposed to be the money man. But see, in the underground's different. He said he would pay only the winner. Meaning, see? 2 fighters fight. The winner gets the payday. The loser gets nothing. That way, better fight. See, and you got this fake boxing where both guys get paid a lot of money. Therefore, there's no motivation. It's like they're thinking, oh, they're just like, throwing those feather slaps, they're clinching, they just can't wait for that 12th round to end so they can get their paycheck. Mainstream boxing, fake. You know what I'm saying? When you clinch, when you throw weak punches, stamina? What stamina? Let me hit you, man. Then we're going to see your fucking stamina, man. I hit you in the solar plexus as hard as I can. You're not going to be able to breathe. I hit you in the jaw. You're not going to be able to walk. You're going to be on the canvas. Good luck lasting 12 rounds with Charlie Zonoff. Good luck. It's impossible. Second round, tops. 12 rounds? Get the fuck out of here. These people are fucking, it's a show. I mean, they prolong it. And these delusional trolls are like, oh, but, you know, why are all your fights end in the first round? Maybe because I'm so strong and fast and talented, and maybe that's why. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I let my hands go, hey, listen, as soon as I fire on my opponents, they can't take that fire. Nobody can. They can't take it. You know what I'm saying? I swarm my opponents, this is it. They either get knocked the fuck out, like the cruiserweight kung fu fighter in the ring, or like that U.S. Marine that hit the fucking shelf. They either drop, get knocked the fuck out, or they quit before they get knocked the fuck out. They feel the power and they realize that they're on their way to getting knocked the fuck out. And they say, hey, you know what? I'm done. Or they just strap the gloves off. Yeah, I mean, that Israeli soldier that I beat, man, I beat the fuck out of him. Beat the fuck out of him. And when I was punching him in the face, like this guy... He ran at me with a kick, and I was like, you good? So what if I said that? See? He threw a kick at me? What did I do? I kept punching him. You know what I'm saying? If they want to continue, they have the right to continue. Then I have to finish them. But guess what? Next fight, I ain't going to say none of that. Like, after I punched him in the face, I'm not going to be like, hey, man, you good? You good? No, I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to finish them, man. Plenty of fights where I don't say anything, where I just feel like Jordan Hall, I just rushed him and stopped him. There's fights where I just knocked people out in the ring. Did I say a word to that guy? Well, I talked to him when he was knocked the fuck out on the canvas. I'm like, you know, I was just yelling, you know, 106 and 0 is my 106 win. You haters got no excuses, man. You can't say shit. People are fucking laughing stock, man. I'm the greatest, man. 182 and 0. Fucking loser breeze back. Hey, clown, you're good at making announcements, man. Me and my wife got back together. Well, I got an announcement to make. You're fucking delusional, breeze back. Going overtime. Charlie Zonoff is the best. Now, who's next? People ask me who's next. Hey, I didn't know Anthony Thompson existed. I went to Vegas. I beat him. See what I'm saying? God is my matchmaker. He finds world-class opponents for me so I can beat their ass. And look good. Look great. Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to beat more Marines. Look, I beat so many Marines, I want to beat a Navy SEAL again. I beat one Navy SEAL. Yeah, they're hard to find. There's fucking, like, what, 25,000 Navy SEALs in the United States and in the world? Yeah, there's not a lot of them. Yeah, Charlie Zonoff, 182-0, 148 knockouts. There's going to be more videos coming up, you know. Exposing mainstream boxing, everybody tune in, man. Charlie's the best ever.